Hi, Ken.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ken, my name is Amy Nelson. I'm the specialist in the department that handles the pricing for your area. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking, and happy Monday. We're back at it, right?
We're back at it, yes.
So, wow, your Google listing is very impressive, my friend. 211 Google reviews. Fantastic.
Yeah, that's good, right?
That's really good. What do you mean that's good? You know that's good.
I think it's very good. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And who takes care of that for you?
Me and my sister are partners, and we also when we go through a program called House Call Pro, which is our the main program that runs our business. It's the scheduling program, the billing program. It does everything for us. Every time we end up closing a job out and click I finish, it automatically sends a review to the customer and asks them to complete a review for us. So it's automatic once we close every job that gets closed down.
Look at that. That's fantastic. Wow. I've heard a lot about House Call Pro. I don't know if you guys pay extra for that service, or.
No, it's just part of it. Yeah, you don't pay any extra for that.
Well, I don't know why the other guys aren't taking advantage of it then.
Well, they should be. They might be, and they don't even know it. That's possible. But, you know, yeah, you got to make sure you've got that turned on so that.
Absolutely. So she tells me that you want to show up at the 275 Loop, about 15 miles in and around where the business is physically located in Mason, correct?
Right, basically the 275 Loop. You know, I think it is. We get a lot of calls. We buy a lot of leads through Angie's List, through Home Advisor, and all this stuff. And you know, from other, we're talking to SEO companies right now. You know, so you would be just one of many we would talk to about this. But you know, everybody kind of claims they can do this kind of stuff, but. You know, it just seems to me that if you don't have a physical location, I mean, some people have suggested that, you know, we find friends and people that live, you know, 10 miles apart
or
whatever,
and
have that little card sent out to them.
Well, the reason it doesn't work that way anymore, Ken, is because Google stopped doing it that way for that reason.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, if you got a service company, nobody ever knocks on our door in our place. We cover the greater Cincinnati area. Why do they hold us to 45040 zip code? That's 1/100th of where we do our business.
Yeah. No, absolutely. There's other ways to cover. I mean, we're not just an SEO company. We're actually a Google Premier partner. So we are set apart. We have a superior product and we have superior services in order to give our clients. There's a couple of different products that will have you coming up within, the specific areas. You can even program into specific zip codes and come up at the very top of the page in the Google Guaranteed section or directly below that in the Google Ads section. Now, for what you're talking about currently with the Google Local Map, that has always been an absolute fact that you can come up in your zip code, which will cover you for approximately about 5 to 10 miles in and around where the business is physically located. However, I also heard you mention, which you're very very smart to know, the fact that, you know, when there's as many providers in your area as there are for what you're offering, you know, there's quite a few providers that are offering the services that you are, then you're not going to come up in the local map section for those other areas because there's providers that are number one in those areas. But the good news is that there's other sections on Google that you can come up on in order to capture that book of business in those other areas, and that's Google Ads and Google Guarantee. So there's two different ways to come at it. You do what do
Google
Ads currently? Okay, and how's your success with that? How do you like it? Hello, Ken?
You cut out for a very long time.
I'm sorry, Ken, you cut out for a really long time. All I heard was produce.
Oh, yeah, that's right. My phone call was coming in. That's why that happened. Yeah.
Oh.
So basically, we also use the Better Business Bureau. Mm-hmm. They have the Follow Me Anywhere type ads, and they actually make us the ads in their, I guess their GIFs, which, so like it says AAA rated and all that kind of stuff, you know, mm-hmm. by the Better Business Bureau.
Mm-hmm.
And we tell them what zip code we want them to put those ads out there. And I guess they're, mm-hmm. you can only, no matter what you pay, it is kind of a pay-per-click Google ad mm-hmm. type situation.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they give me a report every month of how many people had clicked on the ad and how many people actually went to our website. So mm-hmm. it gives me some statistics like that.
Cool.
But So I don't know if to be honest with you though, our leads are down right now. It's probably the only reason I'm really talking to you right now because I get so many of these calls.
Mm-hmm.
But we are, I don't know if maybe we haven't had enough rain and storms in the area and whatever, and nobody's having any drywall problems right now. But,
okay.
Our leads are down a little bit. Yeah.
Okay. So outside of drywall, I want to make sure I qualify you for the proper vertical. So this is a different, I'm going to ask a few questions so I can get down to the pricing. I'm going to give you the exact pricing. This is the program that I'm going to offer you is a pay-per-lead program. It's pay-per-qualified lead through Google Guaranteed. So the advantages to this program are vast. Programs like Home Advisor, House Call Pro, Networks, Angie's, Thumbtack, BBB, Yelp, no matter who it is, what they do, Ken, is they purchase a position for their company name in the Google Ads section on Google. They capture that lead, and then they resell it to you. That's how you're getting the leads coming in from that section. So they're not, they also have other platforms. They're running radio ads. They're running television ads. And obviously what they do works or they wouldn't still be in business, right?
Right.
And you wouldn't still be taking advantage of it. But what Google did is they actually built their own platform called Google Guarantee for qualified guaranteed leads coming from Google. So some of the complaints that I've heard about those type of pay-per-lead services, and you know, I'm sure that you'll probably tell me I'm correct, because I've heard thousands of times, is, you know, you whether or not it's a qualified lead, there is some hard recourse in order to try to get your money back on unqualified leads. You pay no matter what. The lead is usually shared. You're kind of doing the rat race to see who's going to get there first, things like that, right?
Absolutely. All that's correct.
All of those things have been made right with Google Guarantee. So Google built this service to trump all of their pay-per-lead services because they, as Google, you know, are the ones who are charging that ad spend in the Google Ads section to those large corporations. So there's two sections on the first page of Google that all of those large corporations or any large corporation is not allowed to list in for programming. That is the Google Local Mapping section for local service providers such as yourself. And the Google Guarantee ads at the very top of the page known as local service ads. These are reserved for the small to medium-sized business owner. Now, I'm not going to say that you on occasion won't see one of those big-name brands that is a franchise listed up there, but it is very rare, okay? Google Guarantee is at the very top of the page. It is the elite of the most elite service providers. The upfront cost on it is a one-time $250 application fee. This goes to get the Google Guarantee badge, get background checks on any and all employees that are valid. Anybody who's going out and doing face-to-face estimate on behalf of the company is included with that. Additionally, making sure that all the proper business documents are in place that we need in order to qualify you and verify you for Google Guarantee. After everything is Google Guarantee approved, then we call you to set the minimum monthly budget based on the requirements of the cost per lead in your particular area. I'm going to get down to those numbers in just a second, but what I want to tell you is how this program is superior to all other pay-per-lead programs. So in my experience, it's been pretty much like you, whether you're, you know, tuning in on an app, for any of those pay-per-leads or if it's coming in via email or text message, basically you're going to get a notification of some sort that's going to say, hey, Ken, this is a lead, you know, good luck. Basically, you need to contact this client, right? Or potential client. Okay. And again, you know, that same thing has usually been sent out to other providers as well. And then that's when the rat race starts, right? There's a timer on it. you have to call within a certain number of minutes in order to get credit for it and all the things. So that's not how it is with Google Guarantee, because your business name is listed as its own entity in the guaranteed section. You're not just listed within a directory. Your actual business name is coming up as a top recommended option in the Google Guarantee section with your own guaranteed profile. So Patch King will be showing up there in that Google Guarantee section when somebody punches in those specific keywords. Now, when they look, go ahead and they look for those specific keywords and then they find your business name listed there, you're not automatically charged as soon as they click on your name, which is one of the other things I've heard about some of the paper leads. So there's no automatic charge here. They click on your Google Guarantee ad, they're looking at your business, they're reading your reviews, they're looking at your website. They can even click the Google call tracking number. Now, you're assigned a specific number that is called call track, and it's done directly by Google because all of those calls are recorded for authenticity purposes. So when they click that Google call tracking number, they're going to be connected directly with you. So first and foremost, you're not being handed a phone number saying, here, good luck, we sent it out to five or six other guys. This person has gone to Google and decided they want to work with you directly, and they're contacting you directly. So when that call comes through, you know that it's a Google Guarantee lead that is coming through because it says so on the caller ID. But additionally, because it says so right before you pick up the phone, and it's a warm, live human being on the other end of the phone. Okay, that's the first difference. Secondly, all the calls are recorded for authenticity purposes, and Google has AI listening for the specific things that make it what they call a qualified call. So if it's a sales or solicitation call, somebody seeking employment with your company, if it's a robocall or a spam call, otherwise not a live human being, those are not considered qualified calls. You would not be charged for that, automatically not charged for it. If it's somebody seeking a service that is not listed on your service profile and you decline the job because there is specific services that go on your service profile, Ken, if they're asking for, you know, underwater basket weaving and that's not something that you have on your profile, then you're not going to be charged for that because you've declined that job. Additionally, if they're asking for a service outside of your service radius, again, that is not listed on that service profile because it is very specific, and you decline that job, you're not charged for the lead. You are only charged for the lead when you set appointment to give estimate face-to-face with the client, or if that client requests pricing over the phone and you give pricing over the phone. Those are the only two instances that Google considers it a qualified lead. So in the instance that say one slipped through the cracks that was unqualified, you have access to that call recording. We have access to the call recording. Google has that call recorded. We simply submit it to Google and say, hey, this is unqualified call, and we get that money refunded. It's very rare that that has to happen, but we do have an immediate recourse in order to make that happen for you. Okay?
Is that a live person that answers the phone when I dial that number to get a refund?
Oh, you're going to speak with me. I'd be the lead on your account. I'm a live warm body over here. Absolutely. You can.
Okay.
I'll be
to you when I want credit for a bad lead, right?
Yeah, you could talk to me. Absolutely. I'll be the lead on your account. There's also an entire department here that consists of five people, so it's not so big that you get lost in the shuffle, but it is big enough that somebody will actually answer the phone when you call. Okay? Additionally, the cost per lead doesn't go up or fluctuate or change. You have lead exclusivity because the people, they're going to Google and they're looking specifically at your company and they're contacting you directly. Okay? So far, how does this sound to you?
I like a lot of it. I do. I'm curious about the
cost per lead.
I would like to see, a cost per lead is one. But I would actually like to be able to go on the internet and see one of those ads, where they position on the page, what it looks like.
Are you in front of a computer or on a mobile device?
I'm on my computer right now.
Yay! Amazing! Okay, what I would like you to do is, and please don't take this the wrong way, are you, like, familiar with working with computers?
Slightly. So it all depends.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
So what I want you to do is go to the upper right-hand corner with the three dots. Click the three dots.
Okay, 1 second. I got to get rid of something out of here. Save this.
And I'm going to tell you why I want you to do this while you're doing that. I'm having you open a fresh incognito window. So it's going to give you an absolutely clean search, because I don't know what you search on a regular basis on your phone, on your device. If you're looking up services or maybe to see where and how you're ranking, it's going to show basically show you the results that you want to see. But by opening an incognito window, you get a very clean search, and you'll be able to see like what the guy who does need drywall is typing in. Okay, because he's not typing that in to practice his typing. Right, he actually needs a service.
Right.
So
the window open.
Beautiful. Now what I want you to type in is drywall contractor. Okay. And I'm typing it in with you so that way we're looking at the exact same search result. And then in. Mm-hmm. And then Mason, Ohio, 45040. And then go ahead and click enter for me. And tell me what you see.
So I typed in drywall contractors with an S in Mason, mm-hmm. Ohio, 4504. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I see Google Guaranteed Ad, Handyman Mason.
So do this for me.
Improvement service.
Click on More Handyman with the little arrow.
Where the sponsored ad? Click on what?
Yeah. So this is the Google Guarantee ads. This is what I'm referring to for you. So it says sponsored Handyman Mason. It'll have the green check mark, say Google Guarantee, and then I see here Pro Improvement Service, right? That's the first one. And then the next one is Equos Luxury Pressure Washing, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
And then below that, there's a little gray bar that says More Handyman with an arrow. Do you see that?
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
Click that for me. Ken.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, this is going to give you the full list of providers within your area. Now, as you scroll through, you'll see the top two have green check marks, but the ones below don't right now. And there's only a few providers even in your area.
I don't think there's anybody below those two. I can't scroll down past them. I don't see
any. Did you click the gray bar that says More Handyman?
I did, yeah.
Okay.
And I have... Oh, wait a minute. Okay, I see there's a slide bar there. Okay.
Yeah.
Now I can see.
Beautiful. Okay. So when you go down through there, you're going to see those top guys. They have the green check marks going. The other guys below them, you're going to see that they don't have green check marks at the moment. All of those other providers are Google Guarantee certified. They just don't have their leads on at this moment. Okay. They don't rotate off the page. It literally just shows that they're not taking calls right now. Now, what you can see also is that some of these guys have different star ratings. They have different things. So you have a very high ranking, my friend. You're definitely going to rank towards the top on this. Okay? Now, this is a Google Guarantee ad. You can literally click on that top one, the Pro Improvement Services. You can click on it, and it's going to open up the ad for you so we can take a look. And you're not charging that company any money by looking at their stuff, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, once you open that up, you can click here, and you can literally see, if you click on details of Get It Done Right or Google Pays You Back, do you see that?
Is that under Pro Improvement Services? Is that
what we're doing? Yeah, so once you click on Pro Improvement Services, that's going to populate to the right of this list. Do you see that?
I see that.
Okay, and then it's going to show you an overview, services, and reviews.
I see that.
Okay, then it says Google Guaranteed, Get It Done Right, or Google Pays You Back.
Yeah, I see
that. And then click right there next to it where it says Details.
Okay.
So what Google's guarantee is to the general public, they are guaranteeing the public that these companies have passed certain business checks, meaning that they have passed a background check that they're safe to be in people's homes. Additionally, that they are backing your company with additional $2,000 worth of insurance per individual client. Now, in the long and the short of life, we both know that $2,000 isn't too much money. It's nothing crazy, right? However, it is Google's effort in order to back your company and make the public feel more comfortable with choosing this. So Google is promising that if your work isn't up to par and you guys can't satisfy it amongst yourselves, that Google will step in and actually pay them back up to $2,000 worth of insurance, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, you could click the little X on that, and then you can scroll down here, and you can see the services that this company is offering. Now, they're offering installing drywall, painting indoors and outdoors. They're offering repair drywall. It's very specific to the services. So if this guy right here, if he got a call to install flooring, that's not considered a qualified call. He would not be charged for that because it's not listed on his profile of things that he offers. Okay? Google's very, very specific about what's offered in this section in order to ensure that you guys are actually getting qualified leads. Now, the same is true for the service area, because if you click a drop-down on his service area, it gives you the exact areas that this guy is servicing. Loveland, Mason, Kenwood, Montgomery, Mainville, Indian Hill, and Landon. So if he gets a call outside...
I guess I don't see where can I click on service areas. I know where service
right,
areas.
Just okay, so do you see where it has the phone number, right?
I'm looking at where it says overview, services, and reviews, where it's got those three lines. Above that?
Oh, perfect. Go down. Go down on the little ad. Go down, and you'll see the phone number, and then you see three lines that say services. Then you see, like, a little truck.
No, I don't. I'm not seeing what you're seeing.
Okay.
I got sponsored ad, pro improvement services, yeah. 4.9 review, call, share, overview services. And then if I go, there's nothing down below. And it says install drywall, paint indoors, paint outdoors, repair drywall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Am I in the wrong, I'm under services right now. Am I in the wrong click area?
So let me ask you something really quickly. Would it be better if we met on a video call so I can show you?
Yeah, that's fine. Sure.
Okay. What is, I'm going to send you an invitation. Do you have a Gmail account?
I do. Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're going to meet on a Gmail link. And what is your email, sir?
KenEsters@gmail.com.
Ken, KenEsters.
There's a silent O. So it's Ken, then KoEsters.
At Gmail.
Mm-hmm. My Gmail.
Let me make sure I got it right. Oh, yeah, I see it. Oh, okay, I see your picture, too. All right, I've got it. Okay, here we go. I'm going to send this to you right now. You're going to see it come through in your email. Oh, hold on. Let me go like this, and I'm going to add a Google Meet for us. It's going to be a video conference so that we can meet together, and I can show you everything, okay? So we'll stay on the phone.
So I have to open up my Gmail?
It. Yeah, open up your Gmail, okay?
In incognito again, I guess, or does it
no,
matter?
It'll just be regular. It won't matter. You can just open up your regular Gmail. It's going to show fine.
Oh, yeah, let me get out of this. Okay, invitation from A. Chapman. Right?
That's me.
What's your first name again?
Amy.
Amy, nice. Okay, Amy. Sounds good, Amy. All right, here we go. All right, Amy.
I'm going to hang up the phone call, and then we're going to meet in the video, okay?
Okay, so we're going to do Google Meet. Right?
Yep, we're going to do Google Meet. I'll see you right there.